أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يؤمنون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke about the Qur'an. Allah azza wa jalla explained that how the Qur'an is such a comprehensive book that it mentions to Bani Israel those things, many and most of the things in which they dispute with one another. Allah says that the Qur'an is a source of guidance and a source of rahmah and mercy for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then consoled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informing him and instructing him that in his mission of da'wah and inviting to Allah, he should put all his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rely fully on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled him by telling him that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the problem lies with them. You cannot make a dead person hear. If they are dead and they have chosen death for themselves, you cannot make them hear. You cannot make a blind person see the way, and you cannot make a deaf person listen to your calling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these words, informing him that the fault does not lie with you. You continue with the effort. The fault lies with them. It is their rebellion. It is their decision not to choose the truth, but you are propagating the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 82 of Surah An-Naml, speaks of one of the major, major signs of Qiyamah. And not too long after this sign of Qiyamah is witnessed, will Qiyamah actually take place. So this is one of the major signs. There are 10 major signs of Qiyamah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned them and he listed them in one hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the rising of the sun from the west. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the appearance of Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the appearance of Isa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Ya'juj and Ma'juj. All these major signs of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the three eclipses that will take place consecutively, one after the other. He spoke about the huge fire that will emerge from the Gulf of Aden and drive people towards a certain direction. One of the major signs of Qiyamah that Rasulullah mentioned and he spoke about is what is known as Ad-Dabbah. Dabbatun means a beast. Rasulullah spoke about the emergence of a beast. A beast towards the end of time, it will emerge. And according to some ahadith, the emergence of this beast will take place in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And it will happen at Mount Safa. From Mount Safa, Mount Safa will split apart and this beast will emerge from the ground and it will speak to those human beings that are before it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks over here. And this ayah confirms the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal says, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And when the word will ultimately fall upon them, meaning the word is confirmed regarding them, at that point, once the beast emerges from the ground, there will no longer be after that, there will be no longer inviting towards good and forbidding from evil. After that, no disbeliever will come into the fold of Islam. No disbeliever will be given the opportunity to state the shahada. This will be one of the very, very, very last signs of Qiyamah. So this beast, or the emergence of this beast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of, Allah says, this will happen إِذَا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. When the statement and the decision of Allah will have come to pass with regard to who is believers and who are disbelievers. Allah says, when this happens, when this decision is made by Allah, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And when the word occurs and comes to pass over them, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً. Allah speaks of dabbah. Allah says, we will bring forth, we will take out for them dabbatan, a beast. And the fact that dabbatan here is indefinite. It's not ad-dabba. Dabbatan, with a tanween at the end. That's an indefinite noun. Scholars explain it is to highlight the strangeness of this animal and the strangeness of this occurrence. It will not be an ordinary occurrence. It will be something very strange. The beast that will emerge will be large, huge, a very strange and a very weird looking beast. As it emerges from Mount Safa, it will proceed towards the Kaaba. When people will see this beast, they will run about helter-skelter in all different directions, afraid and out of fear. But there is one group that will remain, and they will remain calm, and they are the believers. And they will understand that this is the beast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of in the surah of the Quran. So Allah says, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً. We will bring forth for them and produce for them min al-ard, from the earth, from the ground, a dabba, a strange looking giant beast. Tukallimuhum, Allah says, it will speak to the people. It will speak to them. Tukallimuhum. It will speak to them. What will it say to them? There are different views with regards to that, but many maintain the view that it is what Allah mentions next. What will it say to them? Annanas kanu bi ayatina la yuqinun. People have not firmly believed in our signs. This is what it will say to them. Because imagine how many signs they have witnessed before this. Sign upon sign they will witness. Yet you will still find people who will reject Allah and who will deny Allah and who will not accept Islam and who are not prepared to take the shahada. So this beast and this creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth from the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will utter. One of the utterances is أَنَّ النَّاسِ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. People have not believed in our signs. People have not brought iman in our signs. Not only believe, but لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They have not brought yaqeen and conviction in our signs and in our verses. What will this beast then do? This is explained in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the tasks of the beast, or its primary mission and the primary job that it will be given, is it will travel throughout the globe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in the hadith at frightening speed, and it will mark the face of every believer and every disbeliever. Every believer's face will be marked with glitter. It will place such a mark on the face of every believer that will create some glitter, some light, and some nur on the face of that believer through which the believer can be recognized. And it will place a stamp of kufr and a stamp of disbelief on the face of every disbeliever. So this is one of the very last signs of Qiyamah. After that, no believer will leave the fold of Islam, and no disbeliever will come and enter into the fold of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.